Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
Tucked inside a Northwest Side grocery store is a delicious world of Balkan layer cakes and savory phyllo pastries. So you just know we had to try some and report back to you. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. When time is short and hunger pains are high, well, that's when the local grocery store comes in clutch. In just minutes, you can have a hot rotisserie chicken or a bucket of wings. But the thing is, grocery stores have so much more to offer. Because once you've decided on dinner, what about dessert? Today, we're focusing on the bakeries tucked inside your local grocery. For more on this, we turn to two WBEZ food enthusiasts, Sienna Greaves, WBEZ Morning Edition producer, and Reset producer Linnea Dominic. Sienna began with why this focus on grocery stores.
You know, grocery stores are the unsung heroes of the culinary world. I mean, the prepared food section never disappoints. And like you said, you know, it's doing a lot of the heavy lifting, saving dinner, saving relationships. Okay.
And whether it's that sounds personal.
I mean, whether it's a hot bar, a bakery, a snack bar, or even like restaurants that are tucked inside grocery stores. I think Chicago grocery stores have some of the tastiest prepared food options.
And this time around, Linnea, we are focusing specifically on bakeries. Why?
I mean, why not?
Well, true.
but in all fairness, they have such a wide variety. They're sweet, they're savory options. You can go and you can get a fresh baked loaf of bread, sourdough, pumpernickel, whole wheat. Mm-hmm. You can get sweet things. You could get a pie. You could get a slice of cake. You could get muffins.
Yeah.
And you could get a whole cake for a celebration. And personally, I live in McKinley Park, and we didn't used to have standalone bakeries until last year. And so when I wanted something fresh and sweet, I would go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I would go to the Cermak Produce and get a concha. I would get a donut at Mariano's. And I would walk to the Jewel to get soft chocolate cookies with caramel and pecans for myself or for an event. And they are really handy.
Right. I've been known to stop at Jewel for a donut for sure. Mm-hmm. I got to shout out Costco for their birthday cakes because they have come in real handy for my family. Whole Foods for really, really great loaves of bread. You proposed this idea in the first place, Sienna, that we visit City Fresh Market this time around. It's in West Ridge on the Northwest Side. Why?
I had interviewed one of the managers a couple of years ago for a story I was doing on Eastern Orthodox holiday traditions, their culinary traditions. Mm-hmm. And in doing my research, I was absolutely blown away by just, A, the sheer number of offerings that they had.
Of course.
And the pictures from the bakery, I mean, just stunning coils of flaky borek, beautifully decorated cakes and cookies.
Mouth-watering.
I've been dying to try this grocery store forever.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint.
Yeah, well, the three of us, we went on a field trip. Y'all dragged me out of the studio, right?
We dragged.
It might be a strong word. You know me. And anyone who listens to the show knows I love me some food on Thursdays. So we went to the grocery store. We took a trip to City Fresh Market. And so here we are standing with the three of us standing together in front of the bakery case. What's catching your eye, Linnea?
Okay, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Sasha, there are 16 cakes that each have at least 4 layers of cake, nut, some sort of cream, meringue, and you can get a slice of each of them. I said 16.
But Linnea, what you're not noticing is that there are more to your right.
Oh my
God. It's not just 16.
It's not just 16.
Oh my God, look at the cherry cheesecake.
Oh,
you know that's my absolute favorite.
And then, so there's 2 rows of cakes by the slice. And then there's trays and trays and trays and trays of cookies that are layered cookies.
Yeah.
Sienna, what's catching your eye?
I'm seeing lots of chocolate.
I am mesmerized by, I see baklava here, and there's also another, it looks like an eclair almost.
I'm definitely getting a slice of cake.
Definitely getting a slice of cake,
oh,
for
man,
sure.
Oh man, oh man. Do I stick to my usual or do I try something new?
Yeah, I recommend something new, cake with chocolate layers and chocolate cream, and inside this jam. This is vegan cake.
What's your name?
My name is Mimica.
Mimi?
Mimica. American call me Mimica.
How long have you worked here?
20 years I'm here.
20 years?
Yes. I'm coming to 2005. The lady who made cake, she's working here too, about, I think, 17, 18 years. And her name is Maya. She's expert.
Yeah.
And she liked it, something prepared and new. And I'm so happy because she made new cake. Give you for taste,
yes,
for you.
Yes. Yes, please.
I think you will.
You're
be
asking
like it,
me if
sure.
I
yes.
want to taste some
yes.
cake?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. A thousand times yes.
Taste it and tell me how you like it.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
It's
oh, this is very good.
Yes, I tasted, and first time I said, oh my God, it's amazing. Because
it's so rich.
Yes. And do you like it, ladies? Yes.
It's unreal, the textures. It's so rich.
Thick and good.
Yes.
Really good.
We are very popular too because we have so good tiramisu cake.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, customers say we are the best taste tiramisu in Chicago.
Hi, my name is Boyan. I'm the baker over 20 years in the City Fresh Market. So we're working every day here, Monday to Friday. So we make burek, cheese, meat, spinach, mushrooms, apple, like right there, 7:99, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock every day.
So pork is a very popular dish in Serbia. Why do people like it so much? When do you eat it? Is it something you have for holidays? Is it, you know, a quick lunch?
Actually, the people more eat the burek in the morning, you know, like 7 o'clock, you open up the bakery, fresh, hot, you know, just grab and easy and go to work, you know. So with the coffee, you know, so a lot of people here, he take a coffee and Dunkin' Donuts, you know. My country, it's not Dunkin' Donuts, just burek with cheese or meat, you know. So that's why we got a lot of people from my country.
And what kind of dough is this? Is it like a phyllo dough? What kind of pastry do you use?
Yeah, this is the phyllo dough, you know. So we make fresh everything in the bakery down there.
You make phyllo dough fresh?
Yes.
Every day?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a very laborious process.
Oh,
my gosh.
Take?
How long does that take?
Actually, my dough on the table right now, you know. So if you come enjoy with me, just come down there in the basement.
Perfect.
Excellent. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
I'm Bob Vujanovic.
And Bob, what brings you into the market today?
We've been coming here for years, the ethnic food. And right now you got that Easter fast, and I can get stuff here for that. And usually when the other stores don't have anything, these guys got it. So it's a bit of a ride here. I'm by O'Hare Field, so I just drive in here, and it's a nice ride.
So how long is that drive for you to get here?
Hey, with the potholes and the traffic, maybe about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
And tell me about, you've got two items in your hands right now.
I got some more and another.
And you got some more. Okay, so tell me, what am I looking at? What do you have right here?
It's like apple strudel. My ma used to make it. And when she passed away, I never had a good meal since.
My name is Amina Krilisevich. I am the manager here.
You've been coming here since you were a child.
Yes, I've been coming here with my parents. We would love to come mostly because of all of the desserts in our bakery. So that was definitely key to why we would take the drive up here. And then it was when I turned 16 that my mom was like, all right, you need to get a job. So she's like, and we had just moved down the street, so I live only a couple minutes away. She's like, why don't you try City Fresh Market? So that's how that began.
Yeah.
So I was a cashier here for a while.
So what do you know about the origin story of this place and how things first began?
When we opened our doors in 04, we didn't just want to sell groceries. We wanted to recreate the markets that our Yugoslavian parents missed, because it's really hard to find a market like ours. There's a lot of European people around that when they came here, they didn't know where to go besides your essential grocery needs. Like, they wanted that place of home. So that was why we opened in the first place.
things? What's the culture like working here?
Everyone is lovely here. Everyone's so nice and friendly. We're on literally first name basis with all of our customers, almost, you can say.
Yeah.
Like, I see familiar faces every single day. And definitely regulars in the mornings, especially, coming in for that burek. And you got to pair it with our fresh-made yogurt.
Oh really? Wait, talk
yes.
about that.
Yeah, wait. Wait, you just dropped a recipe on us here.
I did.
What's going on?
I did. We make our own homemade yogurt. So that is like a kefir kind of. And they come in for the burek in the morning and we gotta get the yogurt.
Okay guys, I have to admit something publicly. Yeah. This is my first burek.
What?
No. I'm gonna be seeing
Welcome.
You here often.
Baby's first burek.
This is your first burek?
This is my first burek.
Wow.
This is my first real burek. I have gotten them frozen from Pete's, but I've never had a fresh one. Handmade.
Beautiful.
Oh, perfect.
That is amazing. So this is the beef.
It's perfectly golden. That phyllo dough is golden, crisp, beautiful, layered with the beef inside. Is there onion in there?
It's moist inside. It's not too salty. It's really well balanced, and it's just a delight to eat.
This is that yogurt.
And you make this yogurt here?
Yes, we make this here. Okay, you guys try.
Please do this.
That is so creamy, so smooth, so nutty and like savory.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
That's delightful.
That's
only $4.98. That's not bad.
You wouldn't know that this would be a good combo.
Yes.
But they just work together so well. Oh my goodness.
So tell me about this gorgeous bread. This is, you know, really the main event.
This is a traditional Bosnian bread called somun, and we like to pair it with these skinless meat sausages made of a mixture of lamb and beef, and we pair it with this dairy spread we call kaymak, and it is the best combination in the Balkans.
Do you put the cevapi on top?
We put the cevapi inside.
Inside?
Yes, yes.
That's really delicious.
Oh,
it's so soft, tender.
And these rounds are $1.99 a piece?
Oh, yes.
Wait,
it's $1.99 for them?
A piece, yeah. So you get two for $3.98.
Mm-hmm. She says that this is the best tiramisu.
I think it's the best tiramisu.
In Chicago.
That I've tried.
Okay.
Oh my God. I have died and gone to heaven.
Oh, this is so smooth going down. This is so creamy.
It's delicious. I can taste every single layer, the cream, the coffee, the lady finger, and it's not overly sweet. Like, I can go back in 3 or 4 times for cake and not feel bad.
Oh, my God.
That's really, really good. Yeah. No, yeah, that's the best tiramisu in Chicago.
Wow.
We definitely treasure the people who work here and who make all of these products, especially because most of them are older. So retirement is coming up. So it's very hard to find people who know this much, know even how to make this kind of bread or these cakes. Like, it's really hard to find someone who's keeping up with this, because like myself, I'm 27. I don't know how to make these cakes.
You know, yes. we talk so much about, we started in 04 and it's been going for so long. You
want to go another 20 years,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So what do those conversations look like? Where do you begin? Are you start to think about staff or like recruitment?
Yes. So right now we're kind of just, we'll even ask our customers like, hey, do you know anyone like that would like to work in as a baker, for example, like, because one of our bakers is retiring this year, so we have two.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them is retiring, so now we're kind of like, okay, we need to find somebody else. We need to at least, and if they don't know, we need to teach this person. Mm-hmm. So the bakers that we do have, like, let's try to keep it going, because there's not a lot of people who do things like this.
Yeah.
Who make this magic.
Are people, you find, I mean, I guess this is something we see in a lot of cultures, right? Maybe 1, 2, 3 generations removed.
it's, you know, harder to keep younger people interested in, you know, making the cultural touchstones that maybe we take for granted sometimes.
We do. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm like.
They're always there.
They're always there.
Auntie so-and-so makes it. Grandma so-and-so. Mima makes it.
Yeah, who's going to make it after
But then after Mima, you know, transitions, what happens?
Exactly.
Who's going to make it?
That's like a great concern you're seeing in the Balkan community.
Yes, I would definitely. Yeah, I'm sure not even just the Balkan community. I'm sure like any of us, like, we don't really know how to cook like our moms did or outdo. Mm-hmm. You know, grandma.
You got that right. I'm reminded every single day.
I understand.
Yeah. For a first timer, I will be back.
That was an awesome trip. I learned so much.
Me too. Memories, guys.
Memories. Yeah. What was the best part for you, Linnea?
I think the visuals and then actually tasting the textures and just being absolutely delighted and meeting the people who make the borek.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible.
Yeah. And also just seeing how they went from being shy to not so shy.
Yes. Yes.
People who don't want to talk on the microphone all of a sudden start snatching it. Sienna, what comes to mind for you?
Two things. One, I'm obsessed with proja, which is a Serbian cornbread. It's absolutely delicious. Golden brown with these gorgeous ribbons of spinach and sheep smoked feta. Mm. It was wonderful. A great savory treat. And two, we had a little outing. And I'm thinking about how in this time where people are trying to spend less, trying to save money, a grocery store trip is a great way to try new foods, fill your pantry, and, you know, spend some quality times with friends and, you know, not break the bank.
Yeah, I am still in a coma from all of the desserts. Such great desserts. I'm not usually a nuts on my cake type of person.
Okay. Interesting.
They've changed me. Various selections of hazelnut and walnut. It was so good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So City Fresh Market, a very excellent idea. Thank you, Sienna. All right. We've been talking with WBEZ producers Sienna Greaves and Linnea Dominic. Thank you both so much.
Thank you,
Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and Sienna Greaves. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Linnea and Ari. Join us on adventures all around town by subscribing to the podcast. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again tomorrow.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.